Welcome to your daily devotional for March 26th. Preparation Day. Luke chapter 23, verses 54 through 56. That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew near. And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after. And they observed the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils. And they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Jesus died on the day of preparation. This term was used by the Jews to describe Friday, that is, Thursday evening through Friday evening, since the Hebrew day begins at sundown and runs for 24 hours until the next sundown. That was the sixth day of the week, the day before the Sabbath. This scripture is set within the context of Jesus' burial. The body and anointing spices and oils were prepared on what was left of Friday before sundown. Jesus had died at 3 p.m., the ninth hour, according to Luke chapter 23, verses 44 through 46. Then they rested Friday through Saturday, according to the commandment. On Sunday morning, Saturday to Sunday being the third day, according to Jewish reckoning, Jesus rose from the dead. Thus it was fulfilled what our Lord had spoken concerning his resurrection. The Sabbath, instituted as a command to men in the Old Testament law of Moses, was taken very seriously as a holy day. It required preparation. Worshippers would prepare for the special day by their outward actions. They would gather food, do some shopping, and get their sacrifices ready. The lesson is clear. One does not simply approach God willy-nilly. We approach him reverently as a prepared people. We ought to do this every day, but this does not always happen automatically. So our God, knowing the human propensity to get complacent, gave the children of Israel holy feast days as appointed times to reset the soul and be revived. It is after this manner of the divine examples of holidays, the word being derived from holy days, that we celebrate the victory of Jesus Christ over death. We celebrate the facts of the gospel, which are the gospel, the power of God to salvation, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Romans 1:16, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Every day ought to be preparation day. Maybe it's been so with you, maybe not. But this is why God gives us each day anew. Let today be preparation day for your soul. The Lord has a plan and a purpose for you today, and the power of the risen Christ and God the Holy Spirit will direct you in your worship and your ways if you will let him.